You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX webradio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition. I almost said Monday. I hope you all enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. I certainly did. I did a lot of shopping, and that's why I'm going to cover in the latter part of the program, because we do have some breaking news. I'm going to cover online shopping, or at least, is that the future? And the leader in online shopping, I believe, is Amazon. But they have a lot of competition, because most of your retailers today have their own companion sites that you can order goods from. Your major retailers that have stores, whether it's Walmart, Target, JCPenney's, you can also shop online. Now, the trend, predicted trend, is more and more people are going to be shopping online. I think that's true, but the question is, what will the retailers do? Now, if you listen to the news, a lot of stores are being closed. What I think is going to happen, and I'll get into it towards the end of the show when I cover this, is both of them are going to survive. Both of them. It's not an either-or question, because depending on what you're shopping for, and especially during sales, for example, Memorial Day holidays, the stores I visited all had sales, and I took advantage of the sales. Now, you can have online sales, but I was doing shopping. I had two places to go, and by accident, I went into a store that I haven't visited in years, JCPenney, and they had a sale on shoes, and I bought some shoes, got a terrific bargain, got three pairs of shoes. So there's always going to be a place for retail, but I think you're going to have to compete, and you're going to have to justify the stores. When you didn't have the internet, and today we do, most people do, then you definitely had to have more stores. But even then, people could order through a catalog. Remember Sears catalog? I do, because I used to look at the Sears catalog for stuff. Now, instead of looking at a catalog, whether it's Sears or another store, they can go online. So I'm going to address what is the future of both retail, and is the trend online? I think it is. The news story, though, today, that's, and actually yesterday as well, is it's a continuing saga, if you will. Did the Trump campaign collude with the Russians? Now, this story, anything that has Russian in it, CNN in particular, they're probably the worst, but all the networks are doing this story. Jared Kushner had meetings with who? The Russian ambassador. Gee whiz. When? During the transition period. What's the crime here, ladies and gentlemen? I haven't heard the crime yet. All new administrations do this. They meet with representatives from all nations, not just the Russians, but all nations. And that's something you got to repeat and repeat and repeat. Now, the new wrinkle is, initially it was reported that he requested a back channel to the Russians. Now, what's a back channel? Now, I knew what a back channel is, but most people don't know what a back channel is. Let me read the definition. Back-channel diplomacy refers to secret, note that word, secret lines of communication held open between two adversaries. It is often communicated through an informal intermediary or through a third party. What the press got wrong, and they got a lot wrong with these stories, is Kushner didn't request it. The Russians requested it. And there's nothing wrong with a back channel. It's an informal way to get messages from the president to his Russian equivalent, in this case, Putin. You go through an intermediary, and the Russians were requesting that. That's what they're saying. The leak had to come from the Russians in this case. So they're doing their disinformation, mischievous nonsense, stirring the pot, and big lie media is falling for it again and again and again. Now, they're not really falling for it. They're perpetuating this. And the American people are getting very, very tired of it. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I thought there were many other people a lot better qualified, should have run but didn't run. So I didn't vote for anyone that was on the ballot, period. I'm not for big government, so why vote for a Democrat or, for that matter, a Republican? They're both for big government. They want to grow the size of the government. They don't want to deal with the problem that I briefly mentioned towards the end of last show, that government spending is out of control. Every year we're running massive deficits of over $500 billion, which is over $500 billion. And for as far as you can see, the deficits will be that order of magnitude. And they will get worse because more and more people are retiring. And when they retire, they automatically, most will qualify for Social Security. So Social Security payments are going up, Medicare payments are going up, and there's no attempt to rein in government spending. This problem, out-of-control spending, is not being addressed. It's certainly not going to be addressed by Democrats and, for that matter, Republicans. And that includes President Trump. That is the number one problem that this administration and the past administration should have been focused in on, and they weren't. So don't expect any change. You ask me my expectations, none. Trump's not going to deal with it. Obama didn't deal with it, and Bush didn't deal with it. So if you think voting for a Democrat or Republican is going to save this country, don't hold your breath, because they're not. So what are the Democrats doing? And it's really the media and the Democrats. And this is the important point I'm trying to get across. The media have a big lie. What's the big lie? Trump, Donald Trump, and his campaign and his associates colluded with the Russians. That's why Hillary Clinton lost. Where's the evidence? Where's the proof? They don't have any. It's all speculation, allegation, suspicion. They're making it up. That's called propaganda. They don't have evidence that you could use in a court of law. Far from it. What they have is leaks. And the leakers are committing a felony by leaking information. And what information is it? Is it evidence? No, it isn't evidence. What are they hiding? I always ask when, and if you've been in the news business, you know this, it's what they're not covering that's important, and I emphasize that. What are they not covering that's important? I gave you an example, out of control government spending. Are any of the networks, even Fox, covering this? No, not really, except when we have testimony for the budgets. Like a week ago or so when Trump presented his budget problem. It's not balanced. It's never going to be balanced. And that's what I was saying last show. That's the number one problem. What is ruining this country? When the government is spending more money, not only they have to borrow, it's not a choice. They're living beyond the means of the American people. And that means every day, every business day, they're borrowing more and more money. They have to pay the bills. They have to pay the bills, pay Social Security, Medicare, and all the other government expenditures, including increased defense expenditures, which to a certain degree I'm for, but not to the extent that the war hawks or the neocons want. So that's a story you would think would be, if not daily, at least once a week. Nah, hardly mentioned at all. What's another story? And this is the more important one. And we've had some new information last week. It's the fact that the Obama administration was spying on the American people as well as Donald Trump the other Republican candidates during their run-up to the convention. And then after the convention, when Donald Trump won the nomination, they were spying on his campaign. They were, that's an abuse of power, using the intelligence community, primarily the National Security Agency, but also the CIA, FBI, to get information on who? Donald Trump, anyone in his campaign. They're looking for what, in the technical word for it, is leverage. I call it dirt or blackmail material. And they couldn't find anything. And that's what they said. President Obama said that. His National Director of Intelligence, Clapper, said it. The head of the CIA said it, too. They couldn't find it. If they had it, they would have played it in October, late October. They couldn't come up with anything. And then the big surprise. The big surprise was Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton lost. Even she couldn't believe it. Even CNN couldn't believe it. How could she lose? It was foretold that Hillary Clinton would be the next president, and it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Well, the American people are waking up. Slowly or surely, they're waking up that the Democratic Party, the party of the American worker, have you heard that one? I have all my life, abandoned American workers, especially white American workers. And they were having none of the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump had the message that he was going to stop the invasion of this country over the last 15 to 20 years by illegal aliens, by building a wall and deporting the illegal aliens that are here. Now, that remains to be seen whether he's going to build that wall. I'll see it when it's completed, and whether or not he's truly going to deport the illegals that are here. I'll know he's serious when he starts arresting U.S. employers for hiring illegal aliens. If you want to stop the invasion, and if you want the millions that are here to go home, make it so they can't get a job. And you do that by going after who? The employers. That's the big magnet. The only reason they're here is to get a job so they can send money home. Now, some want to stay as citizens, and that's what the Democratic Party, that's where they lost their way. At one time, labor unions, the biggest supporters of Obama, as well as Hillary Clinton, Democratic Party in general, they were not in favor of illegal immigration, far from it, and really wanted limits on legal immigration. Not anymore. They've been told politely to shut up. We need to get representatives and senators elected, and the only way we can do that is how? Citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are here, and that's 30 to 50 million. I'm trying to get across what's at stake and what are big stories that should be covered that really aren't being covered. Instead, we've had 6 months now, actually going more than 6 months. We're going on 7 months since the election, and it started about 2 days after the election, that the reason Hillary Clinton lost was FBI Director James Comey and the fact that the Russians were helping Donald Trump. Now, why would the Russians help Donald Trump? I keep asking that question. What do you mean? Why would they help him? Well, Hillary Clinton had a server that had a lot of classified information on it that wasn't secure. You see, I agree with people in the CIA that that server was hacked by who? The Russians? Probably the Communist Chinese? I wouldn't pass the Islamic Republic of Iran and some governments that are friendly to us. Now, why would they do that? Routinely. Not only the NSA goes after foreign government officials, generals, military, the leadership, if you will, so do they. They go after our Secretary of State, Mrs. Clinton, as well as the leadership, various cabinet positions, military. You better believe they do that. And that's why it's important to have highly secured information that can't be hacked. And that can be done, but it takes an investment of time, money, and that's what our Department of State does, that's what our Department of Defense does, and even doing that, occasionally they break in. Think of hacking as breaking in and getting the files that are on your computers. I believe, and many other people that are more expert than I, that anything and everything that was on Hillary Clinton's server, not only does our National Security Agency have it, so do the equivalent agencies, espionage spying, signals intelligence agencies of foreign governments have it. And what does that mean? That person is subject to blackmail. They have, just by having it, they know and have information on, and it's more than one thing. I think it's dozens. They have material. They have leverage over her. And they would want Hillary Clinton to be president because then they can use it on her. Now they got a problem. She's not president. And I don't think if she tries to run again, first of all, I'm not sure she's going to make it because she has serious health problems. But let's say she does and gets nominated. I don't think she's going to win. Not at all. But I really think she's going to have a challenge in the primaries. So there are a number of news stories. I mean, huge news stories. One being that Obama spied on the American people and spied on the Republican Party. That is the scandal that's many times more important than Watergate ever was. That is the story that the news, what I call big lie media, your three major networks and your city, large city papers, the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, that's the story that they're not focusing in on. Instead, we've had 7 months of this lie, big lie, that they're perpetuating as propaganda that Trump was colluding with the Russians. There's zero evidence of that. And there's no evidence that the Russians could hack into the voting machines. And now what they want to keep this story going. So they need something that's Russian. I'm waiting for, well, Donald Trump had Russian dressing on a salad. Oh my God, he had Russian dressing on the salad. He's a traitor. I'm only kidding, folks. But that's the extent of it. Donald Trump trusts his son-in-law. Jared Kushner is the husband of Ivanka Trump, or now Ivanka Kushner, happily married. I think they have 3 kids. And Donald Trump has delegated a number, some would say too many, including me, tasks to Jared Kushner because he doesn't have any government experience. I don't care how smart he is. Experience counts, especially if you have no experience in the government. I was in the military for 5 years, and I dealt with government employees, Department of Defense employees, but, you know, your GS-10s, 11s, 12s, 15s, all, and that's more or less equivalent of rank in the military. And I understood their mindset, and it takes time to understand that. It's very much CYA, cover your you-know-what, assets. But in defense of, he was given the task, and he worked with General Flynn to meet with representatives of a number of governments, including Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what all incoming administrations do. You expect them to do that. That's why Trump, even though he eventually fired his national security advisor after 18 days on the job, he asked the FBI, well, actually, he asked the Department of Justice, Sally Yates, that was subsequently fired, has General Flynn committed any crimes? The answer is no. He talked to the Russians. So what? So what? That's the favorite phrase of the day. So what? So what? Well, I'm throwing it right back in their face. So what? That's what you're supposed to do. They're trying to make out that crimes have been committed. Espionage has been committed. Treason has been committed. Nonsense. And that's what it is. And the American people are getting tired of it, bored of it. They don't believe it. And where did this story originate? Right out of the Clinton campaign, from Hillary Clinton, Podesta, and Mook. We have to have a reason that we lost. Read that book, Shattered. I think I said this in a past show. I usually, when I do my shopping for books, go into, I'll give them a free plug, Half Price Books. They have a chain, mostly in Texas, where you can get a book for half price or less. Most of the books are less than half price. And they also have deeply discounted books, good books. But one day they have a section on new books. And there was that book, Shattered. I wasn't going to buy it, even though it was like about 40% of its the flap on the cover. I think it was either a 27 or maybe it was even a $29.99 type thing. And I think they wanted $13 or $14, whatever. Well, I wasn't going to buy it because I buy all my books are either $2 or $3. I'm basically on a budget. I look for bargains. I'm like millions of Americans. I'm looking for a sale, a bargain. And if you shop and like shopping, I don't like generally to shop, but when I need something, like shoes, I go shopping, either online or to stores. And that was the problem. I couldn't find any stores that were still around. The one that I used to go to went out of business. So I detoured in the second story, which I didn't mean to do. They were looking for a story. A story is fiction, folks. You know, you have two sections of books, nonfiction and fiction. Well, it's make-believe. They like to call it a narrative, the narrative of the day. What will be the narrative of today? Others call it a scenario. We'll make up a scenario. Well, the big lie, the story that they go on and on about, a developing story with legs, amazing legs, is Trump was colluding with the Russians. They haven't produce the evidence, and ladies and gentlemen, if they had the evidence, they would produce it in a New York minute. You better believe they would. Now, there's a ton of evidence of what Hillary Clinton did, and more is leaking out as to what the intelligence community, especially the NSA, was doing. Not following their procedures. So-called Section 702 information, and that's information on U.S. citizens. And let me briefly explain this. The FBI primarily does criminal investigations, but it also is tasked with investigating and stopping espionage within the United States. That means if they want to intercept communications, do a wiretap, for example, although it's somewhat passe, they got to go to a court, a special court called FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, to get an approved warrant. So you got to keep in mind, there are probably many thousands, well, I know there's over 37, they're probably up to 40,000 warrants out there. How many are active? I don't know, but I think it's in the thousands. They're investigating not only Russians, but Iranians, Chinese, communist Chinese, anyone that's strongly suspected of being a spy engaged in espionage. So they will try to intercept their communications, including telephone, but also email. And if they're doing that, they'll go for a FISA warrant. Understand, the FBI does the investigation. Keep that separate from the National Security Agency. The National Security Agency, its mission is to get intelligence. And that means intercepting communications, including Russians talking, such as the Russian ambassador to General Mike Flynn or Jared Kushner. When that happens, the U.S. person in the documents that they subsequently give to the White House or another agency has to have the name of the U.S. citizen, what's called masked. Disguised as U.S. citizen one, if they're more than one, two, or three. That is the proper way to handle what's called Section 702 communications. And it's rare, up until recently, that those names are unmasked. In other words, what happens is primarily the NSA, but it's also any other intelligence agency. We have at least known 16. They're a work product. The results of their investigation, if you will, their analysis, for example, or an assessment, doesn't include American citizens' names. Because if you want to do that, technically you got to have a warrant. And they don't have a warrant to do that. You're invading their privacy. What's going on, folks, and what went on is Susan Rice, probably others as well. It's not just Susan Rice, although she's high up. She reports to the president. The National Security Advisor under Obama was Susan Rice for many years. Yes, it's that Susan Rice that lied about Benghazi. Let me get that out there. And she did. She went on 5 television networks, you know, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, and told the fairy tale, the cover story, that the reason why the so-called diplomatic facility was attacked was because of a YouTube video. I heard that. I watched all of those 5 shows. And I said, I can't believe it. It's a cover story and it's a lie. And it was known to be a lie the very day it was happening. But she looks on the surface surface to be a good liar. She's not really, though. But she's sort of innocent looking. She's not innocent either. She's guilty as hell. She lied to the American people about it, but so what? So did the Secretary of State, and so did the President. It was an election year. We got to get Obama elected. Well, the ends justify the means, so we lie about it. Well, like all cover stories are not meant to last. They're temporary. This one worked for a while, and it got Obama elected. Subsequently, we learned that the cover story was a lie. The YouTube video had nothing to do with Benghazi. Al-Qaeda was not on the run. They were attacking the facility and subsequently the CIA annex. Both of those were covert operations of the CIA, and it was blown. And what were they doing? They were shipping arms to Syria through Turkey to the so-called moderate Syrians. Well, there are really no moderate Syrians. Most of them are terrorists, Al-Qaeda, and now what's called the Islamic State, but other groups that were in rebellion against Assad. We were doing it to overthrow Assad, but we were doing it covertly through the CIA, and the CIA was tasked to gather up all those weapons that Colonel Gaddafi that was killed, overthrown in, and that was a covert operation. Not so covert, but they killed Gaddafi. We sided with the rebels. The CIA sided with the rebels. We did have boots in the ground. They're called Central Intelligence Agents, as well as CIA contractor personnel. And we had them from Great Britain as well as France. That was one where we initially won. We overthrew Gaddafi. But what does it look like today in that country? It's chaos. It's a failed state. And you have various rival groups trying to get control of the country. Yes, it was that Susan Rice. The important thing is she's the same person that was unmasking by requesting from the National Security Agency, or for that matter, from any of our several intelligence agencies, CIA, FBI, and others, to please identify, unmask, who the U.S. citizen was. They wanted to find, first of all, and they obviously did, although sometimes you can figure it out, who the person is, Trump people in his campaign, as well as after his campaign, after he won. Remember, this continued on. They were looking for dirt, leverage, blackmail material, and they didn't find any. And to top it off, then Obama goes ahead and issues an amendment to an executive order that allows the information that, for example, the NSA produces to be distributed amongst all of the intelligence community, spreading that information. So what happens? You have leakers in one or more of these agencies leaking to the press. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a felony. But what President Obama was doing and Susan Rice was doing is also a felony. You weren't following the procedures, the rules regarding unmasking. And that's what's being investigated. But did you hear it on the news? Was that the news story over the weekend? No. Now, there was some news on this last week, but the major networks and newspapers didn't cover it. Did not cover it. What were they covering? Jared Kushner spoke with the Russian ambassador and wanted a back channel. Excuse me. He didn't request it. He does work for the president. He's supposed to be speaking with the Russian ambassador. Remember, this is the transition period. Donald Trump was elected president, and that's what they keep forgetting. The American people elected Donald Trump, whether you like it or not. I don't trust him, but I certainly never could trust the liar, the habitual liar, pathological liar, compulsive liar, Hillary Clinton, and her many, many crimes. You see, you need a distraction. You need to fill space, time on the air or in your newspapers. And if your person is the Democrat, they become the media in this country largely. There are always exceptions, but the television networks and your major newspapers are propaganda organs for who? The Democratic Party. And they protect the Democratic Party candidate when they're running and even after they've lost. And that's what they're doing today. They have become delusional about this. Demented. Crazy. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. And that's exactly what they suffer from. They can't let it go. And the fact that they don't have any evidence, well, that's why we have to investigate. They got plenty of evidence of many crimes on Hillary Clinton. But then James Comey, who Hillary Clinton blames him for losing, he let her off the hook. You see, if James Comey had done his job correctly, he never would have given that 5 July press conference conference where, even though he had all this evidence, he let her off the hook. And he lied about it. There was no burden or requirement for what? Proving intent. He wrote that in the law. He wrote his own statute that you had to prove intent. No, you didn't. There were many prosecutors that would have went after her, and they should. And I'll repeat again, I've done several shows on this. President Trump, this Trump versus / Russia collusion story is not going to go away. Is not going to go away. They're trying to damage either you or any of the people that work for you, including your own son-in-law as well. Everyone is fair game in your administration. You will continually be on the defensive on this until you do the right thing. And what's the right thing? If you believe in the rule of law, you need to instruct your Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to do two things. First, appoint a special prosecutor to investigate and prosecute Hillary and Bill Clinton and the people around her, both in the State Department as well as the Clinton Charitable Foundation, for their many crimes. The most important in my mind was, first of all, mishandling classified information and really compromising the lives of U.S. recruited agents abroad. And I think the CIA knows what I'm talking about. And secondly, second part of that is public corruption, that the fact that foreign nationals, governments, and individuals were making significant, we're talking million-dollar contributions to the Clinton Charitable Foundation so they could get first a hearing or meeting with, an appointment with, Hillary Clinton when she was in the State Department and then ask for whatever they wanted. That's what was going on. Bribery. In the form and the way to make it appear that it wasn't bribery is to make it a charitable contribution. And then call up the charitable foundation and say, listen, we know who we are. Oh, yeah, we know who you are. You made that $10 million. Oh, yeah, we know who you are. Well, we would appreciate it if you could set up an appointment with Secretary of State Clinton. We want to discuss some matters. Can you arrange it? Of course they could arrange it, and they did arrange it. The quid was the charitable contribution to the foundation to give the appearance that everything was on the up and up. What did the foreign government or foreign national get? He got the meeting. That's the quo, quid pro quo. The quo was the meeting. And in the meeting, then they say, here's if you're elected president, or forget about being president, as Secretary of State, we'd like something, and here's what we'd like. We'd really appreciate it if you could approve or assist us in getting something done. Fill in the blank. Either foreign aid, a foreign military sale. I'm sure it was a long list. That's what was going on. As far as I know, that it's called public corruption. That's what we're talking about here. That investigation is still ongoing with the FBI. Haven't heard anything about that. Isn't that interesting? Nothing. What's the status of that investigation? Now, the FBI will deny that they normally will not comment on an investigation, but it's going on. That's why, Mr. Trump, you've been playing defense, and you'll, except for your foreign trip, you finally went on offense. But the big lie media keep coming back to the Trump colluded with the Russians story, narrative, big lie. They keep coming back to it. What you need to do is go on the attack and go after Hillary and Bill Clinton and their immediate staffs. And that's one way to slow this down and go. You need to, if you're playing defense, you're not playing offense. The second thing, the Obama administration, the leaks. The leaks will continue as long as, first of all, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are not prosecuted. And as long as you don't go after, and I'm sure you're trying, who in this administration is leaking? I think there are a lot of them, because you have buried through the bureaucracy both Clinton and Obama supporters. And they're trying to mislead the press. I think a lot of that's going on, simply lying to them. They have a rather low opinion of the press anyway. You could fool them any day of the week. Those are your anonymous sources, anonymous government sources. Those people are violating their oath of office. They are committing felonies. It goes on in administration after administration. There's some people that are not honorable. but they will leak information that could compromise the national security of this nation. But what they're trying to do right now is, in any way they can, embarrass President Trump or any of his people. They're trying to bring down the Trump administration. That's what they're trying to do. And as long as President Trump, and there was a little shakeup in the communications area, I'm not going to cover that today, but as long as they don't go on offense and go after Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, this will continue and continue and continue. You have to make that the story, and it should be the story. There are other stories that are just as important, though. You know, I've run into now a couple of clips that what they're doing, and I won't play this, but they'll give you a fact situation, and that's evidence of collusion with the Russians. But the person colluding with the Russians, it's not Donald Trump. It's not anyone in his campaign. You know who it is? It's either Hillary Clinton or the people working for her in her campaign or the charitable foundation. You see, there are two, and I think the bigger of the scandal is Obama spying on the American people and the Republican Party. That truly should be on the news, at least once a week, and as you get more information. Will they do it? No, they won't do it. The only place I've seen it in terms of television is on Fox. But it's on a website. It's over the web. It's being talked about in talk radio. There are a number of people in talk radio, and most of them are either conservative or libertarian, that know all about this. So they're going to emphasize it. But that's the only place you're going to find it. And they'll do it as long as it's a news story. I haven't forgotten about this. It's really come out in testimony before Congress. Somebody had to unmask, and somebody had to ask that the U.S. citizen be unmasked. Susan Rice is obviously number one in terms of suspects, but there are others. And then someone at the National Security Agency or whatever intelligence agency she's requesting the unmasking for has to go along with it. And the person that wants the person unmasked has to give justification. There's a track record. That's what I'm trying to say. And the people in Congress know that, and they're asking for it. Eventually, we'll get to the bottom of it. Eventually. But as long as the big lie media is in attack mode, character assassination, that's what they're doing. See, I don't think President Trump is going to fire his son-in-law, and I don't think the media do as well. But they're going after him. They're trying to make it a crime. I've already heard allegations of treason. First of all, this is nonsense, folks. It's not treason. There's no crime committed. It's not illegal to talk to Russians. Now, let me see. Here's what they're trying to do. Well, Jared Kushner had access to secret information. Now that he's in the White House, I would hope so. I would expect so. I mean, I've handled classified information, primarily secret, but we're talking high up here. They're trying to make you think that, well, they're colluding with the Russians, and the payoff is the reason they needed a back channel is to give them secret information. That's what they're implying. They have zero evidence of that. They have zero evidence of most of what they're charging. It's a made-up story. It's a lie. It's a big lie that they're repeating and repeating, and that's the technique. You keep repeating the lie until people start to believe it that normally wouldn't believe it. And you make sure you keep stories that would reflect negatively on the people you support, the Democrats, don't appear in the paper and don't appear on the show. Well, we have a more important story. Jared Kushner wanted a secret back channel to the Russians. No, he didn't. And there's nothing wrong with him or the National Security Advisor or anyone in the Trump campaign. I shouldn't say anyone. You need a good reason to talk to him. And General Flynn, that subsequently was made National Security Advisor to Donald Trump, even though he held that position only 18 days, he apparently got fired for misleading Vice President Trump. Well, that's not very smart of General Flynn. I understood he apologized, but I will say he probably didn't remember. It wasn't intentional. But the reason why the first victim of this was him is the fact that the National Security Agency, remember, Obama was still in office in December. That's what we're talking about. We're talking telephone conversations between the Russian ambassador and General Flynn on 29 9 December. The reason why that's important, that was the day that Barack Obama sanctioned Russia by requiring a number, I think there are 35, maybe more, Russians to leave the country. And the Russian ambassador wanted to talk about it, and General Flynn didn't want to talk about it, but he brought it up. Just like a back channel, supposedly. Remember, the sources here are the Russians. Now, the first one, the national, who there was apparently, not surprised, and I'm sure the Russian ambassador knew this, that the FBI and or the NSA were listening on his conversations. And they were, and they got a transcript of it. And then, normally, General Flynn's name would not be revealed. Well, someone requested that his name be revealed, unmasked. It was. It was spread all over the government and then leaked. That's what happened, rather unfairly to General Flynn. And I know some of General Flynn's other problems being an unregistered agent. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the person that Donald Trump announced he was going to appoint as National Security Advisor. And the National Security Advisor's job it is to contact the representatives, usually the ambassador, it could be the leader of the country. There are 197 nations. Now, not every one of those nations has representation with an ambassador in the United States. But many, many, we're talking dozens, wanted to talk to not only General Flynn, but also to Jared Kushner. And they did. And I agree with President Trump. They were doing their job. They were doing what they were supposed to be doing. Now, if there's any evidence that they were passing secret, top secret documents to the Russians, I'd like to know about it. Show it to me. They won't go that far because they don't have it. That's the point. If they had it, they would have reported it by now. They don't have anything. And they're losing credibility day after day after. It's getting old, folks. They're making fools of themselves, and they're really damaging their credibility. That's the damage that I don't think they realize. I don't consider CNN, for example, anymore, nor, for that matter, the New York Times, the Washington Post, as credible sources. You know, if you want to write fiction, then go ahead. Write short stories or write a novel, but newspapers shouldn't be doing this. Just the facts, please. Just the facts. You need credible sources for your stories. According to Mr. John D. Smith, told us that. No, that's not what they're saying. An anonymous government official told us. And then they tell you what they heard. And, well, if that anonymous government official told you, that person is in serious trouble because he committed a crime. He disclosed classified information. You see, President Trump is getting rather impatient with the leaks, but he's also impatient. He calls it fake news. I call it the big lie. That's why I call him Big Lie Media. Oh, it's not fair. You better believe it's not fair. It's not intended to be fair. The purpose of what CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, other papers are doing, and other networks, they're trying to bring down Donald Trump. I think they finally recognize you're not going to be able to impeach him. You can try all you want. An impeachment is a political act that the House has to vote on, and they don't control the House. It's not going to happen. And then the trial is actually, if they could get it in an impeachment, has to go to the Senate. And there again, the Republicans control the Senate. I think the leadership and the Democratic Party has finally realized this and now have to backtrack. They were talking impeachment. Wasn't even in office they were talking impeachment. They let the cat out of the bag. That is our objective. We're going to impeach President Trump. Well, you need to have, first step is articles of impeachment. What did he do wrong? Did he break the law? Did he violate his oath? Well, I can make a strong case that Barack Obama did many, many, many times. The Republicans didn't impeach him. They should have. But they knew if they didn't control both the House and the Senate, they weren't going to get a conviction. And there very much, you don't impeach unless you think you're going to get a conviction. And that's a high bar. And the Democratic Party leadership, the more mature ones, knew that. And now they are backtracking on that. So Donald Trump needs to go on offense by first having Attorney General Jeff Sessions, appoint a special prosecutor or counsel, the name is not important, to investigate the many crimes of Hillary Clinton and or as well Bill Clinton. And if the evidence is there, the Department of Justice makes the determination whether that they have enough evidence to pursue a prosecution. I think they do, because I'm somewhat familiar with the penalties of not handling classified information correctly, and Hillary Clinton and her staff didn't do it. They knew they were breaking the law, but they thought they were going to get away with it because she is going to be the next president of the United States. She thought she was above the law, and that is really where, again, there are a lot of people, military, former military, both people on active duty, people that were veterans that handle classified information, people in the intelligence community, both currently working there as well. And that's more than the CIA. That's the various intelligence agencies that we have, 16 that we know of. People working there or had worked there, as well as government employees that have handled classified information, virtually all of them, know that she broke the law many, many times. And many of those people believe in the rule of law and believe that no one is above the rule of law and would have prosecuted her. And then what Barack Obama did, I think, is beyond the pale. He has politicized the intelligence community by using their work to go after the Republican Party, their candidates, and even the president-elect. That's way over the line, and that needs to be investigated. And the people involved with this, including Susan Rice, including Barack Obama, most likely Valerie Jarrett and others, need to pay a price. They need to be prosecuted. Do I think the president's going to be prosecuted? Probably not. But I wouldn't let him off the hook. What he did is an act, is the behavior of a tyrant, a dictator. And that's what he was acting as. You see, the way, for those that are new, and I went over this last show, so I'm not going to spend but a minute on it. Anything that you communicate today over the internet, telephone, the National Security Agency has a copy of it. They're storing it on a server. Does that mean they're listening to your phone calls? No. Does that mean they're reading your emails? No. They don't have time to. They don't have enough people. They're mainly focused in on foreign governments that are adversaries to the United States, focusing on the heads of governments, their cabinet, generals, bureaucrats. That's what the NSA does. They're trying to intercept communications so we can understand what the intentions are of the enemy. They're trying to gather intelligence, not convict someone in court. What are, for example, Russia's intentions regarding the United States? What are they doing? And then what are their military forces, number of troops, types of weapons? That's the type of information that the National Security Agency does for the United States. And every government, especially large ones, they have an organization that does it. And they do it to us. We're spying on everybody in the world. And guess what? Many of those countries are spying on us. It's rampant. It's all over the place. Surveillance, spying, whatever you want to call it. Espionage is probably a better word. They're looking for dirt leverage on our leaders. But today, who's doing that? Big lie media. Not foreign. Foreign intelligence agencies are doing it on anyone in the Trump administration. Cabinet level, secretarial level, and below. They're trying to spy on the Trump administration. They would have done it whether Hillary Clinton was elected or Donald Trump. It comes natural. And they had some dirt on Hillary Clinton. You better believe that she had been elected president, they would have used it. They're not going to advertise it. They're certainly not going to put it in the paper, but they'll threaten to do that. That's why I say it was really in the Russians' interest, not that Donald Trump would win, but Hillary Clinton would win. But what you got to realize is Putin doesn't like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama because he felt that he was double-crossed regarding Libya. He went along with the Security Council vote to have a no-fly zone with the implicit understanding that we would not take down, kill, one of his good customers of military equipment, namely Gaddafi. Well, we did. He felt he was misled by President Obama and Hillary Clinton. And because of that, he was no friend to the United States and certainly no friend to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. even though he had the goods on at least Hillary Clinton. I firmly believe the Russians wanted Hillary Clinton to win, not Donald Trump, not Donald Trump. And one way, it's called projection. You blame your adversary, in this case, Donald Trump, for what you're doing. What's the charge? Trump was colluding with the Russians. I think that in and of itself, because it originated with Hillary Clinton, I think maybe Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were really colluding with the Russians. And there is evidence of that. There is evidence of that. But you wouldn't know it listening to CNN as well as reading the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Los Angeles Times or any other of the major alphabet soup networks. They're all pushing the progressive agenda and their candidates. And today, that is the Democratic Party. That is the big scandal that they're trying to keep off the airs as well as newspapers. What Barack Obama was doing, spying on the American people and the Republican Party and its candidates, and what Hillary Clinton was doing. That's why I say most of big lie media today have lost credibility. They don't have any credibility. And what you need to understand, because I asked someone, they don't care. They don't care. And I say, keep it up. Please keep it up. See, I shouldn't even be saying all this. I want them to keep this up. They're digging their own grave. They are digging their own graves, and they're destroying the Democratic Party. All to have an excuse for why Hillary Clinton lost? They better think about it long and hard. Hillary Clinton has health problems. She might not make it to the next presidential election. And even if she does, and I think she'll run again if she can, but let's say she can't. The price that the Democratic Party will pay is a very high one. Eventually, I always say the truth does come out. Now, many times it doesn't. I'm not naive here. If President Trump goes on offense, and I hope he does, that's the only way this story is going to stop. And maybe I've answered my own question. That's why he's not going on offense. Let them keep it up. He calls it fake news. I call it big lie media. It's propaganda is what it is. There's no facts. Oh, they'll throw in a true fact here and there so they can fool you. But it's a story. It's a narrative. It's a cover story. But like all cover stories, once it's checked out, and it takes time, once it's revealed that what the networks have been doing, what the newspapers have been doing are lies, and ultimately I think it will come out. I don't think this is going to take forever, folks. Any credibility that big lie media retain will be lost. More and more people are waking up to the fact that you can't trust the nightly news. Now, some people fall for it, are clueless. Many people don't watch it or don't care. They have their own lives to live. They have jobs, trying to get an education. They care less about politics, don't really follow it, more interested in sports than politics or something else. And that is what politicians rely on, and that is what the people in the media rely on, that you're ignorant. It's a combination, ignorant and you don't care. You're apathetic. Ignorance and apathy, that's what they're counting on. I don't know and I don't care. And that's why many times, some would even say most times, they get away with it. I don't think they're going to get away with it on this. This is simply too big, way too big. And the stakes are quite high. And Donald Trump, unlike other Republican candidates and even those that won, he's a fighter. At some point, he'll say enough is enough and he's going to go on offense. Attack, attack, attack. And I hope he does it, but in a meaningful way, in a serious way, a devastating way to destroy big lie media. And they're destroying themselves. Now, he can just sit back and let them do it, but they're getting a little bit, let's say, too close to family members. And I think Donald Trump has loyalty, especially to those that show loyalty to him. And that's why, at some point, if they keep this up, Donald Trump is going to go after them. Might not be this week or next week, but it'll happen. And I will applaud it. They'll get their message together. They'll get the organization together. And that's what they need to do. And then go on offense. Attack, attack, attack. Don't put up with this nonsense anymore. And it's beyond hysteria. It's people that have their divorce from reality, in effect. Now, does that mean they believe what they're putting out? Well, some of them, I think, do. I think the sharper ones don't. They know exactly what's going on, and they know what they're doing. And I even think some of them know this is not going to help them. In the long run, maybe in the short run, but in the long run, it's not going to work. The only way it'll work is that they can produce the evidence, and they haven't done it for 7 months. You can't provide evidence of something that didn't happen, and that is their conundrum. Then now they can make up stories, and that's what they're doing. Or mislead you as to what happens. That's what they're doing. Take it out of context. That's done all the time. Take it out of context. Tell some truths, but obscure the truth. I got the signal. I got to close it down. I'll hopefully get back to Amazon and the future of online retail tomorrow. I just looked at the clock, and I do have to wrap it up. I can't continue now because they're closing the studio. Thank you for listening, and tomorrow I'll definitely get on the future of online shopping. Now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.